Hello and welcome to Evolve Pipedrive Podcast. We talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive Marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall. I'm the sales director here at Evolve. And today it's my great pleasure to be joined by Corey Brown, the co-founder of SimpleSat. SimpleSat is on a mission to create the most simple and useful and fun customer surveys on the market. Now, I'm really excited to be talking with Corey today for a couple of reasons. One, because Corey is a serial entrepreneur, having co-founded Pronto Marketing and Internet Presence Management Agency for SMBs in 2008. And two, because Corey is growing this business with his family, his father, Derek. And I've always loved the idea of growing a business with my little brother. And I'm sure Corey's got some stories to share here, why it's good and why it's bad. Plus, SimpleSat is on the Pipedrive Marketplace, ready for you to try out in the links in the description below. So Corey, welcome. Please can you introduce yourself and SimpleSat to our audience?
Sure. Thank you, Bruce. And thanks for having us on here. Really grateful for this opportunity. So my name is Corey, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of SimpleSat. And like you said, SimpleSat's a customer feedback management solution. We are really targeted more towards the small or medium-sized business market. Our tool is lightweight. It's easy to use. It's easy to set up. It's very refreshing for anyone who's been working with maybe Qualtrics or something like that, like a more enterprise-heavy tool. Try to make things really simple and fun and easy. So that's SimpleSat.
I love it. So you've been running, 6 years now. What's the story there, and how did that come about?
Yeah, so I started Pronto Marketing with my dad in 2008. And he was working for Microsoft and was working with vendors who were trying to help them sell their solutions. And he realized that they didn't need advice or consulting advice. They needed execution help. And that was kind of the idea for Pronto Marketing, where we did the work for these IT professionals and managed service providers. So mainly it was a website, updating the website, building it, writing copy for them, all those sorts of things. And then some other types of add-on marketing services, SEO, AdWords, eBooks, that sort of thing. That was Pronto. And since 2008, and we had a lot of experience working mainly with managed service providers, but all types of professional services businesses. And at Pronto, we were super focused, always focused on customer satisfaction, really believed in it deep in our core and strategically as well. So, and I was never really happy with the customer satisfaction solutions at the time. We used Zendesk, and their out-of-the-box solution didn't have enough data that we wanted. We used some other tools in the market, weren't happy. So for years, we always kind of even joked, like, we should just build our own tool that we,
That's how it always starts, right?
Yep. So eventually we said, yeah, let's do it. And I've always wanted to try SaaS and see how that goes. So it was really great to be able to build SimpleSat within Pronto, basically incubating it using Pronto's resources. We still use Pronto's admin and HR and finance teams to take care of some stuff. So we can really just focus directly on the product and our customers. So I was kind of halfway in between SimpleSat and Pronto for a few years, and around 2018 really made the switch full time for SimpleSat.
Okay. Yeah. So Pronto is still live. And
yep.
So is there what was it about the NPS or the customer, the survey part? Mm-hmm. Was it, you knew how powerful it was, and people wasn't capturing that data well enough? What was it that it kind of irked you enough to be like, we could do something better here?
I guess one of the main ones is that we collect CSAT, the customer satisfaction, from Zendesk, and they have a good, bad scale. Just, please rate it good, bad. And your CSAT score is percentage of good. And we were consistently 98 to 100%. But we knew we were far from perfect. It's fun to brag about a good CSAT score, but we didn't have the data that we needed to actually improve. And, a lot of the time, I think people are too nice. They don't want to hurt team members' feelings. Or maybe they're being rated on the team member, but maybe they're just satisfied about something else. So they're like, Jamie did a great job, but I'm not happy about this. So anyway, stuff like that, where it's like we were collecting data, but we didn't really have what we wanted to be able to improve. So I tried introducing things. That's why we SimpleSat has multiple scales, CSAT. We would say, like, in the question, like, please, if we weren't perfect, please say, click the negative button, you know.
Yeah. So,
like, we don't care about the score. We just want to improve. And
yeah,
the more negative...
That's yeah. a really important too. You don't care about the score. You just want to improve. So that's kind of at the core of... If you're getting 90s, 91s, 92s, 100s, you're mm-hmm. like, okay, but why? Or why did you feel that? How could we get from 90 to 95 to 100?
Right, right.
But, and the low fidelity of the CSATs that you're finding mm-hmm. beforehand just wasn't giving you
right.
the... Yeah, okay, understood.
That's yeah. Cool. And, you know, feedback, customer feedback is, I don't, it can be such a better way to, like, a true real life learning example to improve rather than your boss nitpicking, or it seems like it's nitpicking. So I could say, you know, whatever, Josh, you're a bad communicator. Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't say you're a bad communicator, but, you know, you could work on this, your response time's too slow, whatever. And they could say, no, I think I'm fine. But if you're getting negative feedback from a customer that's leaving these comments, it's kind of, there it is, you know. And as a manager and as a team, you could be more about helping us learn from a mistake rather than assuming what the problems are and you know, more even making up problems and trying to work on them.
Yeah, love it. So what does the, so obviously you then went full-time 2018. What's been the, what does the current team look like now? Is it all dev? Is it mm-hmm. obviously going into SaaS? Like how have you kind of, what's your kind of, yeah, what's the team makeup like now?
We're still pretty dev heavy, and especially we're a product-led growth company and really focused on the product and customers. So it's really, I think we'll remain, you know, pretty dev and product heavy.
Yeah. But I mean, just, the site looks great. Yeah. The platform looks
thank
great.
You. Yeah. Just starting this year, we really started ramping up our marketing team though. You know, it's time to spread the gospel and stuff. So growing a marketing team, we have about 15 people now, split between Thailand and Bangkok is our headquarters, and Manila in the Philippines, which is a great place for, you know, there's better English speaking market there, and also for the overnight shift to deal with our customers in US and Europe.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what is the kind of your ICP, are you targeting English speaking mm-hmm. Territories? What's the kind of reach mm-hmm. there?
Yeah, it's so all most of our customers are in English speaking countries, but SimpleSat surveys can be in any language, so we do have people from all around the world. I guess for other ICP would be, we started out targeting primarily or only MSPs, the managed service providers or the IT consultants. And that was because that was the majority of our customers at Pronto. So we had this customer base to market to, and we understood their business really well. And they turned out to be a great customer or customer type because they all use help desks, what they call professional service automation tools, PSAs. And they all have tickets, so they all want ticket feedback. Mm. So that worked well. And we used Zendesk, so we had an integration with Zendesk early on. But since then, we've kind of just expanded organically to, you know, we're just kind of following the market based on other types of businesses that are still using help desks that want to be, they have customer service teams that want to track customer satisfaction. So I think I'd say it's not so much at industries that we target, it's more about the tech stacks that we support. So.
Yeah, so the size of team and the tech stack and department. So obviously, they have to be at a certain size to have a customer service department. Mm-hmm. So have you found there's some marketing teams want to use some of that for better content? So if you had sales, marketing, and customer success post sale, mm-hmm. would you say a lot of it's being driven obviously from the customer success side?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's actually hard to market to those two different groups, you know, customer service teams and marketing teams.
Yeah.
So it seems like what's happening now, and anyway, yeah, what's happening now is that it starts from the customer service team, and we're solving a problem just like the problem I was trying to solve. I'm not happy with the solutions on the market. I'm looking for something. People are usually pretty clear in their minds what they want when they come to us. And they go, okay, perfect. SimpleSat, this solves my problems. Great. So then the organization has collecting feedback. You know, they have this feedback loop where they're getting emails or Slack notifications, team member leaderboards, you know, that's all set up. And then the marketing team starts to be like, oh yeah, you know, what are you guys doing? How can I take advantage of this? So we've talked to a few customers lately that were doing that because the marketing guy wants to know how to get more reviews, or he wants to do case studies. And it's almost like the byproduct, like the feedback widgets, this like waste or byproduct, not waste, but like byproduct of SimpleSat is that you.
I was just thinking of the waste. I was just thinking of the kind of the life cycle of your customer, right?
And right, right. Waste is a bad. I heard this thing once though about like how do you take advantage of your waste as a business? What's your waste and how do you do it? But so it's kind of like breaking into different industries and tools. This marketing team thing is something that happened naturally as well, where that wasn't really what we set out to do, but it makes sense and it's still within the scope of SimpleSat to help marketing teams. You know, if we have this data, why not?
Yeah. And so what does that then mean for the future? So obviously you've just opened or you're just starting some marketing functions. What does the roadmap and for SimpleSat look like? Is that team expansion? Is that continuing to grow the marketing side? Is it double down on the product? What does that roadmap look like?
Yeah, so future, we're really doing our biggest product push right now is on integrations. And we really believe that this has got to be our strategy for customer satisfaction and for customer growth. SimpleSat is really an add-on tool. You know, we work best when we are plugged into different systems. We're not a standalone platform like Pipedrive or Zendesk is. So in order for you to get benefit out of SimpleSat, we need to work with the tools that you use. And there's this great book, Crossing the Chasm, Jeffrey Moore, talks about like the technology lifestyle adoption life curve and all this stuff. But there's this concept of how you break into the early majority about how you need to build a whole product. And a whole product, like a generic product, is basically what SimpleSat has out of the box. It's our software. It'd be like a TV if you bought it. And the expected product is you expect batteries to be in the remote when you buy a TV. But the whole product is like, what is everything required to have a good experience? So again, with the TV, you're going to want to have a Netflix and, you know, whatever subscription for it to be a good experience. So with SimpleSat, of course, we try to, and we will, and always continue to refine our core product and have that work well. But in order for our customers to truly have a great experience, we need great support, we need great documentation, we need integrations, we need partnerships. So both on the product and kind of the marketing partnership side, it's really this partnership heavy strategy that we have.
Yeah, great. And I think that's such a, it's really clear because some people are trying to add CRMs into their micro platforms, some things I've seen. So it's really clear. And from a position of Pipedrive's position, they want to be leaning on best-in-class customer service survey platforms like yourself. So that's a nice synergy there. Mm-hmm. So talking about Pipedrive, so how do they integrate? So how does SimpleSat integrate with Pipedrive?
Yep, so we have a few integrations. One is to sync contacts from Pipedrive to SimpleSat. So that works well if you want to send surveys from SimpleSat. You can create a sending audience based on criteria that you set that can be based on custom fields from the contacts that you sync over. So if you have a field that is customer status, a field that is, you know, subscription type or whatever, all that data can be sent to SimpleSat, and then you could target those users in a quarterly NPS survey or whatever type of survey you want to send. You could also use the data synced over for creating filters and for reports in SimpleSat. You could see NPS of all customers, or you could say NPS for pro versus standard plan subscribers, something like that.
Yeah, nice.
And then the other integrations we have are about sending SimpleSat data to update Pipedrive contacts. So we can update any custom person field in Pipedrive. The most common ones are going to be latest NPS or latest CSAT. So that makes it super easy just to run a report, do an export of positive customers. You could use that list to ask for reviews, to ask for case studies. Also in Pipedrive, you could use those fields as a workflow. you know, if someone gives a 9 or a 10, then shoot them an email asking for a review.
Yeah.
And we also have an integration that will update notes, a private note for a person, which is great to see the entire response, you know, the date that it was sent in, all their comments. So whether if you are working with leads or customers, it's just more, you know, it's just more context you have to have a better personal relationship and a better conversation with that customer.
Yeah, I think those are two really good use cases. And we touched upon that in the demo that we shot mm-hmm. before this. So we'll have links in the description below.
Right.
But yeah, so I would recommend checking that out, and mm-hmm. we can get your own personal demo from the guys over at SimpleSat. But Corey, thank you so much for that. I just want to kind of dig a little bit into
sure.
kind of, the kind of the before journey. And you said that this was kind of incubated within the previous business.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that made you, or obviously you started the previous business with your dad as well, Derek, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So then what was it that gave you the confidence to say, actually, this could be, SimpleSat could stand on its own. I'm going to run with that. What was the...
I guess the confidence. So, I mean, it helps being incubated in this company was, you know, that was very comforting, a lot more yeah. than if I just left completely, broke it off and tried to go find investment or something.
Yeah.
So that was, it was a nice safety net. I know sometimes it's good to have if your back's against a wall to force you to work, but it started yeah. out kind of nice where we can incubate it, make sure that we had something that, you know, we wanted to run with. So maybe kind of a lower risk in that sense was yeah. nice. What, you know, continue running the agency. It's a common thing. People have agencies that then do the SaaS thing. So you have this revenue machine, you have customers, and then kind of start to shift our R&D team's focus a little bit to something else and see if that works.
Yeah. And have any of the other members from, is it Pronto that mm-hmm. Have any of those other team members joined you with a SimpleSat?
Yeah, some developers.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't think you would let go of some of the people that were building that at the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Actually, we have a designer coming next month from oh, Pronto, nice. But I don't poach anyone. So
it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. So this is the kind of wrapping up. So this is the, mm. quickfire questions, but you can be long form answers, right? So mm-hmm. from a SimpleSat point of view, what's been your favorite use case or user story that you've heard from customers?
Let's see. I don't know. Just the other day, we had this customer story interview with someone that's using, I think they're using Autotask or ConnectWise as their ticketing system, but HubSpot as their CRM. And it was just what I was talking to you about, how they started to solve this problem with the service team and gathering feedback. But we were talking to the marketing guy, and he's just like, this is so amazing. This is gold that I stumbled upon, that they had like 45 Google reviews in 2 months based on the data that we were syncing to the HubSpot fields.
Wow.
You know, some integration similar that you would just do in Pipedrive as well, where you get a 9 or 10 NPS score, and then shoot them off some automation to ask for a Google review. So he couldn't believe it. It's like, this was so easy to set up. I have all the data. So that was really rewarding that we were able to talk to a service team that felt like they have better control over their feedback and their team, and they know what's going on, but also the marketing team is, you know, doing real stuff, getting more reviews. Like that's really productive. So.
Yeah. Super efficient. Again, mm-hmm. I like the term wastage, but sorry, I don't like the term wastage, but I like what it implies, right? So there's got to be a better term there.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the top tips for those just getting started, you know, even mm-hmm. thinking about asking for feedback, mm-hmm. Can you give some kind of tips for people getting started and for seasoned pros? So how do you excel? So I think you may have just answered that last one. So give mm-hmm. that data to other members of your business. Mm-hmm. But certainly getting started, and how should people look to excel mm-hmm. with this data?
So to get started, if you're not capturing feedback, then do it. You know, that's the first step. Whether you use SimpleSat or a competitor or Google Forms, you know, just start, because then you'll realize, you know, how important it is, what type of feedback you're getting, what's falling short about the system you're using. Mm. But some businesses, I don't know whether if they it's not high on their priority list, or they're afraid of the feedback, whatever, but they're not doing it. And you got to be doing it. So step one, get that in place. I think the most important, if you have a help desk or a customer service team, the most important feedback to get would be the CSAT ticket feedback. And basically that allows you to, after you solve a ticket, the customer has a chance to rate it. And it just kind of runs on autopilot after that. And kind of, you know, as a manager or a business owner, you know that your customers have a chance to rate everything, good or bad. And you stop having to rely on anecdotal comments from, you know, some angry customer or some happy customer. You stop wondering, you know, is that team member doing a good job? Like, if you look at their CSAT data and they have great comments from customers, you know, then everything's okay. If you have that set up, I think the next thing I'd recommend would be some type of recurring NPS survey. And the NPS is Net Promoter Score. That's the question, how likely are you to recommend us to a friend or a colleague? And that is good to work in conjunction with CSAT, because CSAT is more transactional. It's like just about a ticket. How do we do on this one request? But if you send out a quarterly email asking all customers, you know, not just customers who are active creating tickets, everyone, how likely are you to recommend us? You get kind of different feedback. You know, maybe your service team is really great, but the value of your product isn't great, or, you know, there's a lot of downtime or something like that. Well, you'll uncover different types of feedback. So those two together, it's like, okay, our help desk is good, my support team is good, and then the general health of the business is good as well. So that's what I would recommend, that you'd have a really sturdy setup once you have both of those.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Corey, thank you very much. That's a lot of stuff shared there, and so much appreciated. So in closing, is there anything else that you would like to cover before we close today?
I think that's good. We have a free trial, 14-day trial with SimpleSat, full access. Connect with Pipedrive. We do demos, unlimited, whatever. We'll get on the phone with anyone. live chat almost 24 hours a day. So
nice.
Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah, and as Corey said, so we'll have the links for the 14-day free trial in the description below. And or if we have got a video for the demo that we've done, but if you want your own personal demo, do that as well. But Corey, thank you very much. That's it for this week.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being listening to
the podcast.
Where we talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps, and Pipedrive Marketplace. Till next time. Cheers.
Cheers.